The Miracles of Jesus. Chapter 17. The Hem of His Garment. Jesus was on his way to the house of Jairus. As he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, either could be healed of any, came behind him, and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Therefore the poor woman's life was steadily passing away. From Jesus she obtained that of which she stood in need, namely, life. Jesus said that power had gone from him. Life from him went into the woman, and gave her new life. The miracles of Jesus were recorded, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. He came for the purpose of giving life to as many as would believe on him, and the healing of the woman is an illustration of the reality of the life that he gives. It is not a matter of theory, but a fact. Out of the heart are the issues of life. The law of God was in the heart of Jesus. Therefore the life of Christ is the righteousness of the law of God. It is the perfection of the law in a living form. And therefore the life which believers in Christ obtain is the righteousness of God's law, of obedience to the Ten Commandments. Without that life of Christ received, it is as impossible for a man to keep the law as for a dead man to walk. In order to receive this life from Jesus, we must come close to him, as the poor woman did. Her case shows us what it is to be near to the Lord. There were certainly others who were nearer to Jesus in body than she was, because the throng round Jesus was so great that she could only reach through and touch the hem of his garment. Yet she got near enough to receive life from him, while the others did not. It was her faith that made her near to him, and that saved her. Even so we are exhorted to draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.